Among other topics, the Port Commission discussed the recent maintenance on lights in the harbors. The issue was brought up at the last Port Commission meeting. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says this is fairly routine work. He says it's important to have good lighting on the docks and around the harbors, especially in the winter.
Well, this time of year, when of course it's dark by 3:30, we start to see just how many lights are out around the harbors, and we of course started with a few complaints about the lights being more and more of them going out, so we had staff go around and make a list of lights that need to be replaced, and our staff took care of the shorter lights we can reach with the ladder, and the line department is get their climbing gear on, they climb the old creosote pilings and replace ones they can reach. Shoemaker still needs to be done, that's next one the electrical department will do.
However, Meisner says his staff has found a problem with the lighting in one of the harbors that needs some special attention.
And Inner Harbor is having some electrical issues. They've replaced some lights and some even the whole head itself, but we're still having some electrical issues, so I need to get an electrician down there who's licensed to go down there and troubleshoot what's going on, because we've got about half the lights at Inner Harbor working right now is all, so if people can be patient, we'll get the electrician down there and try to figure out why they're not working.
The commission discussed a topic that's been on the table at many of the past meetings, and that is the Mariner's Memorial. Commission Chair Brennan Eagle says the project is moving forward, at least conceptually. At the last meeting, Commissioner John Yeager offered to write up a narrative on some of the history and the timeline of the project to this point. Eagle says the idea is solid, and it's time to work on making it happen. But he says the first step is finding funding.
And exactly what type, you know, it kind of is nuts and bolts on design. We've got an idea of the shape we want, everything, but is it, you know, a cast concrete thing? Is it a block thing? Is it a metal thing? You know, so some of that stuff. And then that ties back into funding for it, too. So that's kind of where we're at, is we're at the nuts and bolts part of it right now, instead of the concept part of it.
Commissioner John Martin suggested consulting a few different community members with experience in grant writing. Then he says they can hopefully find the money to really solidify a design plan. Finally, Port Commission Chair Brennan Eagle awarded a plaque to former Commissioner Bill Knecht for his 21 years of service.
Bill was on the Port Commission. He was a longtime server when I started on the Port Commission. And it was it's always great to have a historical person on the body, because then if you have questions to ask about why something got somewhere, something like that, it's a really good perspective to have on the many different boards that I've been on and everything. So, and you did a great job of that.
Bill, you sound older.
Well, we're all getting there.
You
Bill.
Are.
We're all getting there. So I just wanted to say thanks a lot for your time and everything.
It was a time and effort to take.
The next Port Commission meeting will be scheduled for early January. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.